Hi, my name is Rob Chiaroli, and I'm a business and executive life coach with almost 30 years of sales, marketing, and management experience. My business is Grapes to Grange Business and Executive Coaching, and just as basic grape juice can be converted to one of the world's top wines, I focus on developing the mindset and skills of individuals and teams so that they excel at achieving their goals. In this audio presentation, we're looking at creative thinking, and specifically the Six Thinking Hats model, and how this technique can help give you and your team a much broader coverage of your thinking process and creativity. The Six Thinking Hats model was developed in 1985 by Edward de Bono, and it provides a simple but powerful approach for developing ideas or improving a creative thought process to a specific situation. Put simply, it replaces the all-at-once model of thinking where everyone has their say and it often ends up in arguments and a lot of wasted time, with a more logical sequence using one hat or one mode of thinking at a time and then switching hats as needed. Over the past 30 years, Six Thinking Hats has been used by individuals, couples, teams, by young children, through to senior executives, from specialists trying to understand complex situations to families planning their next holiday. It's used in schools and in multinational corporations. It's a well-journeyed and effective tool. Six Thinking Hats very simply defines the direction of your thinking when looking at a situation or idea. They provide a simple way of looking at any situation from just enough angles to get a good appreciation from what is involved. So let's look at the six hats and what they represent. The blue hat. Like the sky, it hovers above the thinking to manage the thinking process, sets the focus, orders the use of the other hats, and defines the next steps. This takes a higher and wider perspective to ensure the right issue is being addressed. The white hat. This takes the neutral angle, think of it like a white flag, to draw out the information available and needed, the facts and the data relevant to the situation. It looks for gaps in your knowledge, without judgment or emotion. The red hat, think of this as fire and emotion. This is the opposite of the white hat. Here we explore feelings, gut reactions, emotion, intuition, ours and those of others, without judgment or explanation. The yellow hat, this is the bright, sunny, uplifting hat. This hat allows us to analyse positive aspects, what's working, what is of value, what benefits and opportunities might result from this idea. This is the optimistic viewpoint of the value. The black hat, of course, this is dark and gloomy and negative, the downside of a situation. With this hat, we analyse what might go wrong, what's not working, what needs to be better, what risks exist. Finally, the green hat. This hat represents growth, being alive, fun, allows time for creative idea generation, opens up possibilities and looks for alternatives, other concepts and perceptions. The objective is lots of new ideas. This is a freewheeling and looking for new concepts without criticism hat. When you first start using Six Thinking Hats, it's sometimes easier to think of them as fitting into five stages. If you're doing this in a group, then a key rule to keep in mind is that all members only wear one hat at one time. So stage one is the focusing stage. This is the blue hat, which sets the focus and the frames of the questions. Stage two is exploring. Red and white hats are used to draw out information known and needed and explore feelings on the issues at hand. Stage three is analysing. Here, use the yellow and black hats to determine the pros and cons, the strengths and the weaknesses, the benefits and the risks. Stage four is the ideating stage. Here the green hat's used for creating new ideas, finding alternatives or ways to improve the starting idea. The green hat, you can let your imagination loose. Final stage is the actioning stage. The red hat is used to make a decision, then the blue hat to finally lay out a course of action. While strictly speaking, the six hats can be used in many different sequences for a variety of situations, this simple approach allows those new to using hats to get us started quickly. Using six thinking hats in team situations results in better thinking, faster decision making, greater collaboration, all in a significantly reduced time. In meetings, it has the benefit of reducing the confrontations that happen when people with different thinking styles discuss the same problem, which makes for truly more effective meetings and teams. So I hope you've learnt something from this audio and that's helped you clarify how six thinking hats will be beneficial to you or your family and colleagues. Please share this audio or ideas with others so they too can gain from the information. It will truly benefit everyone in some way. You can find more similar resources on my website, grapes2grange.com.au, where you can also contact me if you'd like more information or training on how to use the Six Thinking Hats model or to have me facilitate a meeting using the model. Thank you for listening.